We have spoken about God's righteousness.
我们已经讲论了神的公义。
What it is.
神的公义是什么？
How it guarantees His goodness to creation.
神怎么向他的受造物保证他的良善？
His faithfulness to His people.
他对他百姓所彰显的信实。
We've also looked at God's righteous response to the evil of man.
我们也看到神对人的邪恶的公义的回应。
And believe me when I tell you, it's a very hard thing to teach about.
相信我，当我讲说这些事是很难教导的。
But it has to be said because it's part of the scriptures.
但是我们必须要教导，因为这是圣经的教导。
And it's part of the gospel.
这是福音的一部分。
And it's absolutely necessary that we understand this aspect of God.
所以我们对神的这一方面的属性的了解是绝对必须的。
Now I want us to look at some texts that demonstrate God's goodness to His creation.
我们要看一些经文啊，显明神对他的受造物的彰显的良善。
It always goes back to this.
我总是回到。
Righteousness is like a two-edged sword.
回到这个主题啊，神的公义就像两刃的剑一样。
It is a wonderful thing.
是一件美好的事儿。
For we would not want an omnipotent ruler who was unrighteous.
因为我们不愿有一位无所不能的神却是不义的。
Yet at the same time, because man is sinful,
同时因为人是有罪的，
it presents a problem.
这也给我们带来一个问题。
Not because of God, but because of us.
不是因为神，乃是因为我们。
And that problem is only solved in the person and work of Jesus Christ.
这个难题只有在基督的为哥他所成就的工作上得到解决。
Said it a million times, I'll say it a million more.
我曾经说过上百万次，我还会继续的传讲下去。
In Christ, the attributes of God are reconciled.
在基督里，神的不同的属性就联合了，就
not reconciled in God, but reconciled in our understanding of God.
不是在神里面能够结合，而是在我们的对神的认识上，我们在基督里就可以明白神如何又是公义的just and
punish sin
又审判罪呢？
And yet at the same time, how can he save the sinner?
同时他怎么能够同时又拯救罪人呢？
This is what the Bible is all about.
这是圣经的，
It's the main
要教导的主要的
point of scripture.
这圣经要讲的主旨。
If God is just,
如果神是公义的，
He cannot pardon you.
他就不能赦免你。
In the same way, a just judge is not going to pardon a criminal that has committed a heinous crime.
正如一个公义的法官不能够赦免一个犯了大罪的罪犯一样。
But the same God who in justice condemns you,
但这一位在公义中定你罪的这位神，
in love becomes a man.
在爱中他降世为人，
and on Calvary bears your sin.
在加略山上他担当了你的罪。
And all the wrath of God that should be poured upon you is poured upon him.
好叫一切应该浇灌在你身上的神的愤怒如今浇灌在他身上。
He suffers the wrath of God.
他担当了神的愤怒。
He fully satisfies the demands of justice against you.
他完全满足了神对公义的要求。
And as Paul says in Romans 3, God is now just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus.
正如罗马书第三章讲到，神如今他是公义的，又称那些信他的人为义。
Now let's go for a minute to 2 Chronicles.
我们看一看历代志下。
Chapter 19.
十九章。
Verses 5 through 7.
第十九章。5 to 7.
Yes, 2 Chronicles 19,
麦下十九章,
5 through 7.
五到七节。
Okay.
又在犹大国中遍地的坚固城里设立审判官，对他们说，你们办事应当谨慎，因为你们判断不是为人，乃是为耶和华。判断的时候他必与你们同在，现在你们应当敬畏耶和华，谨慎办事，因为耶和华我们的神没有不义，不偏待人，也不受贿赂。
One of the most important aspects of society is its judicial branch.
一个社会上其中最重要的一个部分就是他的审判的那个部门。
If the judges are corrupt, everything in society falls apart.
如果审判官腐败了，那整个社会就腐化了。
Many people don't understand that in the formation of the government of the United States,
很多人不明白啊，美国政府的组成呢，
we have three branches.
我们有三个部门。
An executive branch,
一个是行政部。
A legislative branch,
一个是司法部。
And a judicial branch,
和一个审判部。
Now, why did the founding fathers, why did they create three branches?
为什么我们的国家的国父要有三个不同的政府部门呢？
Well, one of the reasons is actually found in the Bible.
其中的原因其实是圣经里头的。
It's called moral corruption.
称之为道德的败坏。
That man is basically a sinner.
人基本上是罪人。
And that's why they did it.
所以他们才创造了这三个部门。
We have a modern way of saying it that's a little cooler.
我们有个现代的说法啊，讲起来更。
Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
绝对的权柄会带来绝对的腐败。
So if the government is split up in three branches,
所以如果政府有三个不同部门呢？
Even if all three are corrupt,
尽管三个部门都有腐败，
it's hard for one to take advantage of the other because they're all countering one another.
因为他们彼此监督啊，所以就不会完全的腐败下去了。
And here we can see the same thing here in 2 Chronicles.
在代下我们也可以看到同样道理。
So Jehoshaphat is appointing judges.
约沙法他在设立审判官。
It says in verse 5, appointed judges in the land in all the fortified cities of Judah, city by city.
好，第五节啊，又在犹大国中遍地的坚固城里设立审判官。
Now he's saying here that as authorities, you're representing God.
他在对他们说，你们身为国家的权柄，你们在代表上帝替天行道。
It doesn't mean that what they say God says.
不是说啊，他们就是神了，不是说他们的话就是神的话不。
It simply means that you are ruling over people.
只是说你们在统治百姓。
And your rule and your judgments should reflect God's righteousness.
你的统治应该反映出神的公义的统治。
It says in verse 7,
第七节,
Let the fear of the Lord be upon you.
你们应当敬畏耶和华。
Be careful what you do.
谨慎办事。
For the Lord our God will have no part in unrighteousness.
因为耶和华我们的神没有不义。
Our partiality or the taking of a bribe.
他也不偏待人，也不受贿赂。
It's amazing where he says in certain parts of the Old Testament, you shall not favor the rich because they're rich.
叫人惊讶，在一些旧约圣经中，你不要偏待富人，因为他们有钱。
But he also says you shall not favor the poor because he's poor.
他同时也说，你不要偏袒穷人，因为他们贫穷就偏袒他们，也不要。
If a poor man has done wrong,
如果穷人做错事，
he needs to suffer the penalty of that wrong.
他需要受惩治。
If a rich man has done wrong, he needs to suffer the penalty of that wrong.
如果有钱人犯了罪，也应当受惩治。
God will have no part in unrighteousness.
神不会偏袒任何人。
You know, in my own country,
你知道在我们国家,
many people have simply just given up.
很多人就放弃了，就任凭了。
Because no one knows any longer who can you believe.
因为没有人知道你能够信任谁了。
Who can you trust?
你能够靠谁啊？信靠谁啊？
Who's actually reporting the facts?
谁讲的是事实啊？没人知道。
It's become so blatant that they're not reporting the facts that it just seems like there's no hope.
所以这明目张胆的人们都不讲真话，所以就似乎没有指望。
When justice breaks down, society can't exist.
当公义已经瓦解了，社会就不能存在。
Now we see the importance of righteousness with regard to God.
所以我们这里看到关乎神公义是何等重要。
It is a wonderful, glorious privilege that God is the God that He is.
神是这样一位公义的神，真是我们何等荣幸。
If there was the possibility of evil, it would be terrifying.
如果神有犯罪的可能的话，那太可怕了，世界太可怕了。
But He is righteous.
然而他是公义的。
Now here's another thing I want you to consider.
好，还有一件事我要你考虑的。
In all positions of authority,
在所有执政在位的人,
righteousness is demanded.
公义是必须的，不可少的。
And righteousness is not only or majorly, it is not just severity.
公义不仅仅是严厉地对待人了,
there is the righteousness of mercy. And the righteousness of love.
也有爱心的公平公义,
Joseph
约瑟,
finds out that his bride-to-be is pregnant.
当约瑟当他发现他的未婚妻已经怀孕了。
But it says that he was righteous.
圣经说他是个义人,
because he didn't want to publicly expose her.
因为他不愿意公开地羞辱他。
You see, there's mercy.
所以他有怜悯啊。
God says that mercy I desire rather than sacrifice.
神说我不要反击，我要的乃是怜悯。
So righteousness is not just doing right.
所以公义不仅仅是做对的事而已。
In our case, it's also being loving and merciful. We are to be righteous people.
我们要成为一群公义的人。
Now, how can we look at this for us that are seated here?
我们坐在这儿对我们有什么实际应用呢?
As a husband,
身为做丈夫的,
I have a position of authority.
我站在权柄的地位。
Now, what is that position of authority?
这个权柄地位是什么呢?
I have been called to be the head of my home.
神呼召我成为我一家之主。
For two reasons.
两个原因。
The glory of God.
好，叫神的荣耀。
And the benefit of my wife and children.
第一，为了神的荣耀；第二，为了我儿女跟我妻子。
Now notice this, husbands.
好，做丈夫的注意啊。
How many husbands are here? Raise your hand.
你在这儿有多少做丈夫的？
You're not sure whether you are or not.
不肯定啊，不肯定啊。
Okay. Maybe you're not sure you want to be. You know.
你要成为丈夫。
Notice that we're not mentioned in that equation.
我们现在。
Well, let me put it this way.
我这样讲好了。
Notice this.
好，注意啊。
I am to exercise my authority to lead my family for the glory of God and for the benefit of my wife and my children. What about me?
那我呢?
What do I get?
我得什么好处呢?
Nothing. A big fat zero.
我得的是零压蛋。
You get the benefit of the Lord's help.
你得的好处是神的帮助。
You get the pleasure of seeing the blessing of your wife and your children.
你看到你孩子跟妻子蒙福，你就一起蒙福。
Here's the point.
哦，我要讲的是。
In the fear of the Lord.
当你敬畏神的时候。
I use my authority.
我使用我的权柄。
For the benefit of my wife and my children. Not my own. But in that is where the Christian finds joy. Losing your life so that you can gain it. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking that the next time I come here, we'll just spend the whole time talking about family. We'll take a break on the attributes of God and we'll talk about family and marriage and children.
暂时我们不讲神的属性，我们要讲到家庭，讲到夫妻关系、儿女等等。
I may have my wife come.
我也许带我的妻子来。
To teach on how to beat your husband without leaving evidence.
教你怎么样子打老公，而且不要留下任何证据。
Important things.
重要的事呢。
But in the case of righteousness,
在公义的这个情况下,
it is following God.
你跟随神,
it is keeping the commandments.
你遵循他的诫命,
but those commandments are never separated from the greatest commandments.
这些诫命不是跟那个最大的诫命离开，最大诫命就是尽心的爱神。
And to love your neighbor as yourself.
要爱人如己。
And to practice mercy.
你也要怜悯人。
And the fruit of peace.
还要有和平的果子。
And joy.
还有喜乐。
If your home does not have joy, it's not a righteous home.
如果你的家里不是充满喜乐, 你的家不是一个公义的家。
As a matter of fact, I strive that, just look at the fruit of the Spirit.
其实你看圣灵所结的果子。
The fruit of the Spirit is rule keeping and discipline.
圣灵所结的果子是循规蹈矩，要守纪律，是不是？
That's not what it says.
不是那么说。
It's love.
而是仁爱。然后呢？
Joy.
喜乐。
People hear me preach,
人听我讲道,
and they think, man, my house must be like a prison.
Oh, 他们以为我的家一定像一个老监狱一样。
Not really.
不见得。
It's more like a lunatic asylum.
我的家更像一个神经病院。
I strive that my children know God.
我竭力要叫我的孩子认识神。
I strive for joy.
但是我竭力要保持一个快乐的家庭，充满喜乐。
I strive.For godly laughter.
我竭力要家里头充满了敬虔的欢笑。
Strive for life.
我要家里充满了生命。
It's what it's all about.
这是
So when I talk about righteousness,
是当我们讲论公义的
时候, I don't want you just to think rule keeping.
我叫你想的不是要循规蹈矩，不准这个，不准那个。
It's love.
乃是爱，仁爱。
And those rules that we do have,
当我们家里有一些规矩，
are designed to promote God's glory and the benefit and health of people.
我们这些规矩是为了神的荣耀，也为了这些家里人的幸福、快乐、美满。
And we don't sweat the small stuff.
我们不在小事上斤斤计较。
We work on the big stuff.
我们专注的是大事儿，重点。
I'm not really concerned if my son wants to dress up in a Batman suit.
我的孩子如果要穿那个超人的衣服，或者那个
，Are they doing all kinds of crazy things?
所以干一些那些奇怪的事儿，我不在乎那些。
Do they love God?
关键是他们爱不爱神。
Do they love each other?
是彼此相爱。
Do you see?
看到没有
？Is there love?
家里有没有爱
？Joy.
喜乐
？Peace.
和平
？Patience.
忍耐
？Kindness.
温柔
？You see?
等等，恩慈良善。
That's what we're shooting for when we talk about righteousness.
这是当我们讲论公义的时候，这是我们的目标。
Not some legalistic prison.
不是那些律法主义的一个。
Where all joy is stomped out.
里头没有任何的喜乐。
No,
不
not at all.
根本不是。
But it starts here with righteousness.
这里是从公义开始。
To being a righteous husband.
你要做一个公义的丈夫。
Who, when I fail my wife, I ask for forgiveness.
是当我不小心，我得罪我妻子，我求她饶恕。
When I'm not righteous with my children,
当我对我的孩子不公平的时候
，which can mean showing impatience.
也许是我不耐烦呐。
I ask them to forgive me.
我请我的儿女
publicly
公开的请他们赦免我。
I don't hide it.
我没有必要隐藏遮掩。
It's practicing mercy.
是施行怜悯。
When I'm teaching family devotions,
当我教导家庭，带领家庭敬拜的时候。
And Ian falls asleep.
当我大儿子睡着。
I'm not going to get mad.
我不会发脾
气。Sometimes I put me to sleep.
有时候我一边讲，我自己都睡着。
The idea of loving the Lord.
而是重要是爱神。
And loving each other.
而且彼此相爱。
With my children,
我的孩子啊
，with my wife，
或者我的妻子
，with my friends，
或者我的朋友们
，my brothers and sisters in Christ，
我的族里的弟兄姊妹们
，practicing righteousness in the coffee shop，
在 coffee shop 里头
，practicing righteousness， practicing righteousness with people that I don't agree with and they don't agree with me，
就像那些跟我不同意见不同的人，我仍然要实行公义。
But I'll be willing to serve them and to give my life for them，
为他们舍命。
You see？
看到吗
？I was sitting in a coffee shop a while back with some really, really high theologians。
前一阵子我在一个咖啡屋里头跟一些超级神学家坐在一块。
And the girl that was waiting on us，
那个在服侍我们的那个女孩
，She had a tattoo，
她身上有纹身呐、啊。
And it went from here，
从手指尖
all the way to here，
一直纹身到脖子。
Her whole arm，
整个手都是纹身。
And I could see the guys that I was sitting with。
我可以看到跟我坐在一块这些人啊
，and they're righteous men，
他们都是公义的人哈、啊。
All they were thinking was，
他们心里所想的都是
，Look at that tattoo，
你看他身上那个纹身呢
，deforming the body with the tattoo，
把身体都扭曲了。
They couldn't see the person，
他们看不到那个人呢、啊。
Are you that way？
你是否这样的人
？You just judge somebody？
你是否就？判断别人，论断别人。
When she came back, I said, "Hey."
那个女孩回来的时候，我说，哎。
Let me ask you a question.
让我问你个问题。
She said, "What?"
什么问题
said, your tattoo.
你身上有纹身啊?
She said, what about it?
怎么样呢?
This is pretty cool.
这很酷啊。
I thought the men were going to pass out.
我以为那几个神学家都会昏倒。
But what's going on here? I don't understand it.
我不明白为什么你纹成这个德行呢?
And she says, well,
她说,
she said, I hike mountain ranges.
她说我要爬过高山山岳岭。
I said, I do a little hiking myself.
我说我也喜欢翻山越岭。
She goes, this range right here, you know this one?
你说这个山峰是什么山峰?
And I said, well, could you turn your shoulder a little bit? Because I think the mountain's getting really weird looking.
你把你的给我看看我这边。
And so we spent the next few minutes just going over all the mountain ranges she hiked.
所以我们就花了几分钟时间她解释。
She is so excited.
她好兴奋,这个是意思,那个意思。
And the guys that were sitting with me began to see her as just a lovely girl.
那坐跟我坐在一块的神学家就开始看到
really liked to hike.
看到这个女孩是一个很喜欢翻山越岭的旅游的一个小女孩，是个僧人了。
Why do I care about tattoo?
我对纹身有什么兴趣呢？
I mean, I'm probably not going to get one.
我当然不会纹身了。
What do I care?
我在乎这些吗？
It's a person.
我在乎是这个人。
Who's a person?
他是个真正的人,
so,
一个灵魂,
righteousness
所以公义,
isn't just looking and seeing where everybody's wrong or right.
公义不是看到这个人对那个人错, 那不是公义而已。
It's also admitting some things just really don't matter.
更是承认有些事儿微不足道, 不足戒指, 不管他。
And even if you meet a person who's the most repulsive person to you in the world,
就算你碰到一个叫你最反感的人,
still a person in there.
他仍然是个人,
and righteousness requires that you love.
所以是公义要求你必须也要爱他,
and you show kindness.
你要向他显出仁慈,
and tell the truth.
你要把真理告诉他,
but in an appropriate way.
但是你要合适的、适当的告诉他,
and in a way that's both best going to reach them.
你要把真理最好的能够告诉他，好得到他，赢得他。
I want you to see that.
我要你看到这个。
That righteousness is more than rule keeping.
公义不仅仅是遵守条条框框。
It's fairness.
那是公平。
For the benefit of people.
你为了别人的益处，你要公平待他。
It's kindness.
是仁慈待他。
I want you to be kind.
我要你仁慈待人。
Yeah, there's a judgment one day.
但有一天会有审判的。
You're not the one going to be sitting on the throne.
不是你坐在审判台上。
It's not your job.
这不是你的工作。
What is your job?
你的工作什么呢?
Love people and tell them about the gospel.
你要爱人，而且把福音传给。
Tell them the truth, but in love.
用爱心说诚实话，告诉别人，把福音传给他们。
And a lot of us just need to reach out a lot more.
很多人我们都需要更加的赢得别人，去爱别人。
I was walking through an airport a while back.
前一阵子我从一个飞机场经过。
Some of these guys were selling things or something had to do with credit cards or something.
这些人在卖东西啊，卖什么这个信用卡。
And they know that nobody wants really to talk to them.
他们知道没人愿意跟他们讲话。
Everybody's in a hurry.
每个人都要。
So he goes, hey,
上路急得很啊,
you know, can I talk to you a second?
他们说，哎，我可不跟你讲话。
Say, sure, what about?
你要讲什么呢?
Starts telling me.
他开始告诉我。
And I'm thinking, oh, I don't want to be doing this right now.
我想不想浪费时间啊。
But the guy's name was Bob.
这个人的名字叫做Bob。
I always get their name.
我总是抓住他名字。
Because then they become a human.
那当我得到他们，知道他名字，他就成了一个人了。
Well, Bob, I'm really not interested in getting a credit card.
Oh, Bob, 对不起，我没有兴趣买你的那个信用卡。
It's been great talking to you.
但是跟你聊一聊，我挺开心的。And
before I go, how are you doing, Bob?
但是我离开他之前，我说 Bob, 你现在情况怎么样？
And when I left,
当我离开的时候，
he said thanks.
他说谢谢你。
Said why?
我说为什么？
He goes, you used my name.
他说：“因为你叫我名字。”
Say, well, that's what it's there for.
我说：“您的名字就是为了叫的嘛。”
Spend time with people, care about people.
你要花时间在人身上，
love
people. 关心他们，爱他们。
Especially those who look most different than you and act most different than you.
尤其是那些古怪的人，跟你不同的人，你更要爱他们。
So that's part of righteousness.
这就是公义的实行出来的。
Now, the core idea is found here.
这个主要的 主旨在这里,
that these judges are to judge righteously. In the fear of the Lord. For the benefit of the people. You are to treat people in the fear of the Lord. They're made by Him. In our study in the book of Proverbs,
在我们研读,
let's see, that would have been Thursday night.
我想是礼拜四晚上,
we went over the text that says, what does the poor man and the rich man have in common?
我们看到那段经文啊, 有钱人跟贫穷人有什么共通之处呢?
God made them both.
他们都是神所,
so I asked my sons,
所以我问了儿子们,
what does the really smart man and the man who doesn't do good at all in class, what do they have in common?
那个考试成绩很棒的, 跟在学校里头不及格的, 他们有什么共同点?
God made them both.
神造了,
what about the very righteous man and the very wicked man?
那么那个很公义的人跟那些不义的人有什么共同点?
What do they have in common?
有什么共通处?
God made them both.
神造了两者。
And for you need to be very careful whenever you deal with something or someone that God has made.
当你要对待神所造的事物或是人物的时候,
they belong to Him. If He's going to judge them, let Him judge them.
如果神要审判他们,
but don't take the place of God.
你千万不要代替神,
and don't mock what God has made.
不要藐视神所造的人。
I asked my little 9-year-old daughter, who's all into looking cute.
他们看起来很可爱啊,
I asked her the other, a few months ago,
几个月前我问她,
I said, what do you like to do?
你喜欢做什么?
I always ask my kids that.
我总是问我孩子,
you know, what, is there anything you just like to do?
任何事你喜欢做的吗? 任何,
you know what she told me?
她说, 不,
she goes, yeah.
你知道她告诉我什么? 是,
yeah. And I said, well, what is it?
你喜欢什么?
She said, I really like to look at myself in the mirror.
她说我很喜欢照镜子。
I said, well, at least you're honest.
我说至少你很诚实啊。But
I was asking her, I said, okay, the really cute girl at school or at church,
在学校里或者在教会里那个最可爱那个女孩,
and the girl that nobody thinks is very cute and who doesn't have the pretty dresses at school and church, what do they have in common?
和那个穿得不漂亮的, 也不可爱的那些小女孩, 她们有什么共通点呢?
God made them both.
神两者都造了。
And if you don't take care of her,
如果你不照顾这个的话,
you're showing dishonor to God.
你在,
see, that's righteousness.
这就是公义公平啊。
That's why you should always remember, especially if we enter in time into a time of persecution.
所以你要总要记得, 尤其我们要进入这一段逼迫时期的时候,
as a Christian, you have the right to die for Christ.
身为基督徒, 你有权利为基督死。
You do not have the right to hurt anyone.
你没有权利伤害任何人。
You don't get rewarded for taking someone out in the name of Jesus.
你奉耶稣的名把人丢在监狱里，你不会得赏赐的。
You get rewarded for letting someone else take you out for the name of Jesus.
当别人把你从监狱里带出去的时候，你会得到赏赐。
Sheep are really good at dying.
羊面对死亡的时候是非常好的，善于。But
they're not good predators.
但是他们不是很好的欺负人的或侵略人的。Righteousness. 公义,
God is righteous.
全是公义,
and He desires that we be righteous.
他也盼望我们成为公义,
and that's more than just keeping rules.
这不仅仅是循规蹈矩而已,
it's a manifestation of love and grace and mercy.
而是彰显他的爱心、怜悯、慈悲、恩典。
Let's go to the book of Job for a second.
好, 我们翻到约伯记看一下。
Chapter 8,
第八章,
verse 3.
八章第三节。
Now this is a statement made by Bildad.
这是叫做比勒达说的话。
And we know that he was corrected for many things he said wrong about God. There are things that he says is true.
但他说的某一些话呢，也是正确的。
That are confirmed in other parts of the scriptures. His main problem is that he misapplied them. To God and to Job.
不论是对神的方面，或者对耶和华的雇佣。因此呢，他又没有尊重神，也没有尊重人。
But he makes a statement in verse 3 that's very important. Does God pervert justice or does the Almighty pervert what is right? And the answer is no. The idea of pervert is to twist or dislocate something.
扭曲的意思就是把它给偏离了，把它弄歪了，就是离开正道。
And that's what our culture does.
这就是我们今天我们的文化所做。
It takes what's right and twists it so it becomes wrong.
他们把正确的拿来，把这个正直的扭曲了，好叫它歪了。
It takes love.
他们拿爱。
And twists it so it no longer has any righteousness in it.
把爱给扭曲了，好叫爱没有正直公义在其中。
And they turn it into something that it was never intended to be.
把爱变成了一个不应该有的现象。
God does not do that.
神不会这么做。
And so you're safe.
所以你是平安的，有保障。
Those who trust in Him
那些信靠他的人,
never have to be afraid.
没有必要害怕。
That he's going to come at them in a way that is perverted or twisted.
神不会用扭曲的方法或是不公义的方法对待他们。You're
never going to discover that behind this righteous God is actually someone quite twisted and unrighteous.
你不会看到在这位公义的神的背后是一位不公义的或者扭曲的。
He's never going to change.
他永不改变。He
will always be the same.
他永远是这样一样的。
Now, as we're turning to Psalms chapter 9, let me say something.
当我们翻到诗篇第九篇的时候，我说一些话。
I'm 54.
我54岁。
Soon to be 90.
快要90岁了。
I have walked with the Lord for 33 years.
我与神同行33年了。
Longer than some of you have been alive.
比你们其中一些人的年龄还大。
I've got shoes that are older than some of you.
我有的一些鞋子比你年龄都大。
He's never failed me one time.
但神从来没有一次叫我失望。
I have failed him so many times.
我却多次叫他失望。
In the smallest and biggest things, I have failed him.
大事小事我都曾经有过失败。
He's never been unfaithful.
但他从来没有不守信用。
I have been unfaithful.
我多次不守信用。
What I'm trying to tell you is this.
我要讲的是,
I preach all over the world.
我在全世界讲道。
I guess that kind of makes me used of God.
我相信这使我被神所用了。
I write books on the gospel.
我写一些书有关福音的书籍。
Do all kinds of things.
我做很多的事。
Know all kinds of important people.
我认识很多重要的人物。
And why did I say all that?
为什么说这些话?
Because I want you young people to see something.
因为我要你们这年轻人看到一些事。
So often people think that, oh, God uses this person because they've reached some sort of spiritual level that I haven't reached.
往往我们以为神用一个人，因为他到达一个属灵的程度是我们达不到的，所以神用他。
Or they're somehow different.
或者他们与众不同。
That's not true.
事实并非如此。
I want to be sincere.
我愿意做一个真诚的人。
I want to be devoted.
我愿意做一个爱主的人。
I want to be worthy of my calling.
我愿意与我蒙召的恩相称。
But I can't figure out one reason why God uses me.
有一件事我不明白，为什么神会用我。
Just always remember this.
你要总要记得。
There's only one hero in this story.
在这个整个故事当中，只有一个英雄。
And you're not him. And neither am I. And neither is my friend Dr. MacArthur. Or John Piper. Or R.C.
Sproul.
They're not heroes at all. There's only one hero in the story. The only thing I can figure out in all of this is that God uses the runt of the litter. He takes the weakest one. The one that's not that smart. So that it will just be him. He will be faithful to you. He will never fail you. Because he's righteous. You can trust him. You can trust him with your decisions. You can trust him with your life. I do not regret anything I have given him. I only regret the things I have kept back. And the times I followed my own way. Because it's always been wrong. And he's always been right. And there's only one hero to this story. There's a young lady who came to me a few weeks ago.
And
she struggles with assurance. And the one thing I had to tell her, something I've told her before. I said, dear sister, you're forgetting. There's only one hero in the story. You have failed, okay.
你失败了,
you're broken over your failure.
你因着你的失败,你软弱,
okay, you don't read the Bible as much as you should.
你没有读经,
and you don't pray as much as you should.
你没有好好祷告,
and sometimes you're mad at your roommate.
有时候你生你同房的气,
but I said, every time you tell me these things, I just see a broken-hearted girl who's been changed by Jesus. There's only one hero in the story. That shouldn't make you say, okay, I'm just going to keep sinning and not worry about it. No, it should make you want to do better. But without all the filthy, horrible guilt. Your weakness and everything doesn't matter anymore.
你的软弱,你的失败,
he paid for
it.
And he did it willingly. Because he loved you. And he loves you now. And he'll love you forever. And all you really need to do is go out there and live. You should be the most joyful people on the planet. Because he is righteous. And he made you righteous in his presence. By paying for everything you ever did. You see, the great transaction of righteousness is what brings us joy. You and I were totally unrighteous. Now we are righteous. And it has nothing to do with us. So we don't have to keep our righteousness going. He did it. How did he do it? He said, well, he died for me. Yes. But that's not it. That's not all. Here's the way it happened.
他怎么,
he not only died for you, he lived for you. You said, what do you mean?
你说什么意思?
He lived a perfect life, did he not?
他活了一个完美的生命,
and what did the Father say about him all the time?
天父怎么说他的, 总是说他,
this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased.
我所喜悦的。
Is that what he said?
这不他说的吗?
That's what he said.
是的。
The moment you believed in Jesus,
你信耶稣基督那一刻,
all your crimes,
所有你的罪孽,
in the past,
过去也好,
and the present,
现在也好,
and the future,
将来也好,
were paid for,
全部一笔勾销,
by virtue of his death.
借着他的死, 还清了,
okay?
好,
nothing, it's gone.
一笔勾销, 没有任何的,
but that's not all.
现在, 哦, 不仅如此,
at that moment,
那一刻,
not only were all your sins forgiven, gone,
不仅你所有的罪孽,
erased,
烟消云散, 一笔勾销,
as far as the east is from the west now,
东西有多远,
you will never be more righteous before God than you are right now. Because he sees you as perfect right now. Not only did he take away all your sin, the perfect life that he lived, he gave it to you. He imputed it to you. So now God looks at you. This is my beloved son. This is my beloved daughter. In whom I am well pleased. You say, but what about when I sin? When you sin, he may discipline you. But it's no longer ever as a judge. It's never an expression of his hatred against evil. It is a loving father whose love does not deviate or diminish. Sometimes I hear preachers say this. You know, the president or a governor, before he leaves office, he can pardon the criminals.
你知道当一个总统或者一个治理的，他离开的时候，他可以赦免，大赦一个罪犯。
And that's what God's done for you.
这是神为你做的。
No, it's not.
事实并非如此。
You see, when a governor or a president pardons the criminal,
当一个统治者或者总统离位之前，他赦免一个罪犯的时候呢,
even as a free man, the criminal sometimes lives in abject misery.
就算他得了释放，得了自由，他以后日子不好过，一辈子难受。
Some pardoned men have even committed suicide.
有一些被赦免的大赦的这些罪犯，甚至自杀了，到最后。
Why?
为什么？
Because their conscience is not clean.
因为他们的良心没有得到洁净。
And why is their conscience not clean?
为什么他良心不安呢？
Because their crimes were never paid for.
因为他们的罪孽没有被。
They're still outstanding.
他们的罪还在那儿，罪债还在那儿。
Punishment was not measured out.
因为那个审判没有施行出来。
They were just let go.
他们不过被放了。
So justice still hangs over them.
所以在他们头上还有公义的审判。
You're guilty.
你有罪。
You're guilty.
你有罪。
But that's not the case with you. That's why the writer of Hebrews talks about a clean conscience. Why is he not bothered in his conscience? Because you weren't just pardoned. You no longer have any outstanding crimes. They were all punished in another person. They're gone. They don't apply. They can't hound you anymore. Do you see how free we actually are? Only do not use your freedom for the flesh. But live for the glory of God. When I sin, it hurts me. But there's something different now than there was when I was younger. I would walk around just, you know, in the penalty box like hockey.
我从前我会 自己责罚自己, 我就想,
I committed a sin.
我犯了个罪,
I asked God for forgiveness.
我求神赦免我,
but I can't just resume my Christian life.
但我不能够继续往前走了,
I mean, I gotta hang in the background for a while.
我必须在后面自己罚罚,
be in the penalty box.
我自己要惩罚自己, 罚罚,
maybe in a few days,
也许罚几天,
I can work my way back.
我可以慢慢的努力爬回来,
that doesn't honor God.
但这样做不荣耀神。
When you're struck in your heart by your sin,
当你犯了罪, 心里扎心痛苦的时候,
repent,
悔改,
acknowledge it,
承认你的罪,
and then believe God,
然后相信神的应许,
and get up and just keep walking in His love.
然后站起来, 继续在他的爱中行走下去。
When people come to my church,
当有人来我们教会,
I'm not the pastor there,
我不是牧师啊,
but sometimes they let me preach.
有时候他们请我讲道,
and some people came to hear me preach.
有些人来听我讲道,
and they came for a couple of weeks while I was preaching on a Wednesday night.
当我礼拜三晚上讲道, 他们会来, 会来两个礼拜啊,
and after a couple of weeks, they went up to one of our church members.
然后两三个礼拜以后, 他们会找我们一个教会会员,
and this is what they asked.
他们会问啊,
they said, has Brother Paul changed?
保罗华许是不是改变了?
Has he compromised?
他有没有妥协啊?
And my friend goes, why?
我的朋友会有就会说,
and he goes, well, you know, we hear these sermons on YouTube.
我们在那个网络上听他讲道,
shocking youth message.
哇,那个讲给年轻人听的, 哇,
he's calling the world to repentance.
他在呼召世人悔改,
he's calling down the judgment of God.
他在求神审判世界,
but we've been here for a couple of weeks, and all he's done is preached on how much God loves his people.
但我们在这两个礼拜听他讲到的时候是讲神如何爱世。
My friend just laughed.
我们教会朋友就笑,
he said, no, this is the way Paul usually preaches.
通常保罗是这样讲道,都是这样的, 非常温柔。
Those other messages were right, and they were from him.
那些信息在网络上的确是他讲的,讲的也没错。
But he spends most of his time telling God's people how much God loves them.
但他大多数时间呢, 告诉神的百姓, 神是爱他们的, 如何爱他们。
Why?
为什么?
Because if you're truly a Christian,
如果你真是个基督徒的话,
your heart's truly been changed,
你的心真正被神改变了,
then the thing that's going to most motivate you to follow Jesus,
真正会激励你跟随主耶稣的,
is the doctrine of how much He loves you.
是他爱你的,
I'm not driven by the fear of hell.
我不是因着地狱的惧怕而
I'm not driven by a guilty conscience.
我不是被一个有罪的良心所刺激要往前走的,
but by the unchanging, infinite love of God for His people.
那是因着神的永不改变的无限的对他百姓的爱所激励我才往前走。
That a wicked drunk like me,
一个邪恶的, 一个,
could now be a child of God.
一个无赖像我这样的人, 如今成了神的儿女。
And that He has dressed me in His righteousness.
他用他的公义披戴我。
And He loves me.
他爱我。
Now, think about this.
你想想,
Jesus says something in the book of John that almost sounds heretical.
耶稣在约翰福音讲了一些话, 听起来像异端邪说一样。
He says, as the Father has loved me,
他说, 正如父如何爱我,
He loves who?
他也爱谁啊?
Loves you.
也爱你。
Now hold on.
等会儿,
I mean, listen to that.
听听他的话。
Now let's look at this in the context of the Trinity.
我们看看这个三位一体的这个背景。
Without diminishing the uniqueness of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit,
我们不把这三位一体的三个位格分开。
I want you to think about something.
我要你想一件事。
Throughout all eternity,
整个永恒当中,
before the world was made,
在创世之前,
God wasn't lonely.
神并不孤单啊。
God was love.
神就是爱。
And the Trinity makes that possible.
三位一体使这个爱能够,
love must express itself on someone.
爱必须对另外一位有所表达。
The Father,
圣,
love for the Son.
爱圣子。
The Father's love for the Spirit. The Spirit's love for the Son and the Father. The Son's love. It just goes on and on. Do you see that? This eternal, perfect relationship of love. Guess who's been invited into that?
猜猜谁被邀请进入这个爱的团体中？
You have.
你被邀请。
So that Jesus can say, as the Father has loved me,
耶稣可以说,正如父怎么爱我,
He loves you.
这样爱你。
Do you have any idea what I'm telling you?
你听懂了没有我讲的是什么?
How wonderful that is.
这是何等的奇妙?
How freeing that is.
何等使人得释放自由?
How joyful that is.
何等使人欢喜快乐?
It's astounding.
这是简直奇妙。
And I pray that you will grasp that more and more.
我求主让你能够更加的明白这个道理。
And that way you won't walk around in a bunch of condemnation.
你就不会成天垂头丧气,
or a bunch of guilt.
或者被罪疚压得抬不起头,
or a bunch of misunderstanding.
或者一大堆误会当中,
so when I preach on the righteousness of God,
所以当我讲论神的公义的时候,
I've also got to tell you that Christ lived a righteous life for you.
我也必须要告诉你, 神为你过了一个, 耶稣为你过了一个,
and he imputed that to you. And now you are the righteousness of God in Christ. And you have that relationship of love. It's eternal and unchanging. And so therefore you're just free. But free to do the will of God. You have two women. And both of them serve their husbands 24 hours a day. This is a terrible illustration, but it's the best one I can think of.
不是个好很好的例子啊, 但是是我能够想到最好的例子。 他们每天都服侍自己老公24小时啊, 两个女人。
But one of the women is full of joy.
充满了喜乐。
And the other is full of worry.
另外一个成天担心忧虑。
What's the difference?
这两者为什么那么大不同呢?
The woman who's full of worry,
那个充满忧虑的女人呢?
She serves her husband so that he will love her.
她服侍她丈夫,好叫她丈夫能够更多爱她一点。
The woman that's full of joy,
而那充满喜乐的呢?
She serves her husband because he does.
因为她已经被爱了,所以她才服侍她丈夫。
I preach a sermon that's called The Pillars of the Christian Life.
叫做基督徒生命的柱子。
You know what they are?
叫哪些柱子?
The knowledge of God.
对神的认识,
to know everything that God is.
认识神的一切属性,
what he has done for you.
他为你所做的一切成就的,
what he has done for you.
他为你所做成的,
what he will do for you.
他将来要为你做的,
your new position now in Christ.
你现在在基督里的新地位,
it's knowledge of who God is and what he's done.
就是认识神是谁和他所做的一切。
The second pillar is this.
第二根柱子是
faith.
信心。
Faith in what the Bible tells you about who God is and what God has done for you.
相信圣经告诉你有关神是谁,他为你做了些什么。
And that produces what?
这个会导致什么呢?
Joy.
导致喜乐。
Notice I'm not talking about your performance at all.
注意啊,我讲的不是你做了些什么。
What God has done for me.
乃是神为你我做了。
Who God is for me.
神为我做了些什么。
When I believe that,
当我信他的时候,
there's joy.
我就充满喜乐。
It's no longer, well, I'm a failure.
不是,哎呀,我失败。
It's no longer, well, I sin.
不是,哎呀,我犯罪。
Because now I understand who he is and what he's done.
因为现在我明白到底他是谁,他为我做什么。
And from the joy,
从这个喜乐当中,
comes activity.
我才会有行为,行动。
See, most people have it backwards.
很多人啊, 本末倒置。
Their joy comes from what they can do for God.
他们的喜乐是来源于他们为神做的。
And if they're honest, they figure out they can't do much for God.
如果他们诚实的话,
and so they don't have joy.
所以他们就没喜乐。
But if their joy comes from nothing that I've done.
如果他们的喜乐是来自于不是我做了什么。
Now let's do some heavy math real quick.
我们做一些数学计算，快快的算一算。
Nothing equals zero.
什么都没做等于零鸭蛋，是吧？
That's the heavy math.
这很难的数学题啊。
Zero.
零。
You've done nothing.
你什么都没干。
Your joy is not based on what you've done at all.
你的喜乐不是基于你所做。
It's based upon what God has done for you.
乃是基于神为你所成就。
He saved me.
他拯救我。
He's taken away all my sin, past, present, and future.
他把我所有的罪，过去、现在、将来，全部。
It's been removed from the records.
从我档案上全部一笔勾销。
It doesn't exist.
不再有罪的记录。
As far as the east is from the west.
东西有多远，是我罪有多
远。He's taken it all away.
全部都一笔勾销。
He's adopted me.
他已经收养了我。
I'm a co-heir with Christ.
我跟基督同为后嗣。
Everything that belongs to God is everything.
属于神的都是我的了。
Everything belongs to God belongs to Christ.
一切属于基督的都属于。
Everything that belongs to Christ belongs to me.
属于基督的都是我的了。
I am one happy guy.
我是个快乐的人。
And now in that joy,
在那个喜乐当中，
I'm gonna go do something.
我要为神。
And if in doing something,
如果在做的这些事当中，
it doesn't turn out too well.
如果做的不好。
Well, I'm not the one building the building.
不是我在建造房子。
I'm not the hero in the story.
我不是这故事当中的英雄人物。
If I fail,
如果我失败了，
it's been taken care of.
神已经为我解决问题了。
I'm just free.
我是自由的。
To serve the Lord.
我可以自由的侍奉他。
That's wonderful.
这太美好了。
So now we're motivated by joy.
这个现在是神的喜乐在激励我们。
If you're Christian life, if your joy is like this,
如果你的喜乐起起伏伏上上下下，
then you're not understanding this.
你不明白这个道理。
Your joy is coming from your performance.
你的喜乐是基于你的行为。
It's a terrible thing to be the source of your own joy.
你要成为自己喜乐的源头啊，很惨的。
But when his perfect work is the source of your joy,
如果他所为你成就的是你喜乐的源头的话，
It never fails.
这个喜乐是源源不断。
Well, I need to quit because
好，我要停了。
Larry's old and tired.
因为他也老了，我也老。
I'd love to just keep going on because I just want so much for you to understand this.
我盼望你真的能够明白这个道理。
The more you understand His love and grace, the more you will walk in a way that is appropriate.
你越能够理解他的恩典，他的大爱的话，你越能够讨他喜悦。
I think one of the greatest preachers who ever lived was Martin Lloyd-Jones.
我相信其中一个曾经活过的最伟大的传道人是中马田。
I mean, he and Spurgeon are my two favorites.
跟斯布珍是我两个最喜欢的传道人。
But at the end of his life,
但是在他生命的终点，
they said that When people would go visit Martin, doctor,
当有人去探望宗马田医生的时候，
when they go visit the doctor,
当他们去探望这个医生了，
that he would always say the same thing.
他总是说一样的话。
Now let me tell you a story about him that a friend of mine told me who was a good friend of Martin Lloyd-Jones.
好，让我告诉你一个宗马田的好朋友告诉我的故事啊。
He said that one day he was sick.
有一天他生病了。
And Martin Lloyd-Jones came to the hospital to visit him.
宗马田呢就到医院里头来探望我的朋友。
And after the good doctor left,
这个医生离开之后，宗马田离开之后呢，
many of the people in the hospital came to this man.
很多人来我朋友面前啊。
And they said this.
他们说，
Who was that clean man?
那个干净的人是谁？
I mean, he walked with God.
他与神同行哎。
But if you would have visited him just a few weeks before he died,
但如果你在他临死前的几个礼拜啊，你去探望他的话，
this is what he would have told you.
他会告诉你，
I am a great sinner.
我是一个大罪魁。
But Christ is a great savior.
但是基督是一位伟大的救主。
I know I need to work on the accent a bit.
我故意说那个英国的。
But that's what he told everybody.
这是他跟所有的。
The greatest preacher maybe of the 20th century.
也许是二十世纪最伟大的传道人。
I am a great sinner.
我是一个大罪魁。
But Christ is a great savior.
耶稣是一位伟大的。
Isn't this wonderful? Okay, one more story, and then I promise, okay? One more story.
我答应再讲一个就结束吧。
This comes from Charles Spurgeon.
这是从斯布珍来的故事。
If you can ever read his sermons on when the Jesus said to the thief,
如果你,
Today you will be with me in paradise.
如果你读过他讲那篇道, 就是他对耶稣对十架强盗说的, 今日你要在乐园与我同在。
Well, Spurgeon says this,
斯布珍说,
Do you realize?
你知道吗?
That the last person that our Lord was with on earth
主在世上最后一个与他同在那个人呢,
was a repentant thief
是一个忏悔的,
who had zero good works.
强盗,
and the person that accompanied him into heaven
那个跟他一块上天堂的那个人,
was a thief.
是一个强盗。
Now I want you to think about this.
我要你好好想想这一点。
When Jesus ascended into heaven,
当基督升天的时候,
at his death,
当他死的时候升天,
now he didn't ascend bodily,
他身体没有升天,
his body was in the tomb,
他的身体埋在坟墓里了,
but he said, Today you will be with me in paradise. Where did Jesus go?
耶稣到哪去了?
He didn't suffer 3 days in hell.
他没有在地狱里受苦三天,
he went to paradise.
他进到乐园。
This is the eschatological moment of history. This is huge. I mean, this is the moment of moments. And all of a sudden, in the first time of eternal history, the promised Messiah, the man, Christ Jesus,
那一位基督,
he takes hold of the gates of heaven,
他抓住天上的门,
and by his own virtue, he opens them.
借着他的美德,
and with all of heaven looking on in amazement,
天堂的人, 天使都在注目他,
there stands the Christ. Now imagine that.
想想,
and the angels are going like this.
天使在这样看, 侧眼,
who is this dignitary standing beside the Lord of glory?
这位尊贵的荣耀之王的旁边的这个人是谁?
Who is this privileged one accompanying our Lord?
这个蒙福的人跟着我们主耶稣一起上来的是谁呀?
And I just imagine he's standing there.
我可以想信他站在那儿。
Hi, I'm Bob, the thief.
我叫Bob, 我是个强盗。
Hi. Now, I don't know if his name was Bob, so I don't want to get terrible letters on the internet, okay? My whole point is, look at how wonderful, I think this is great. It's wonderful that it's not a great prophet. It's wonderful that it's not a great martyr or a great apostle. Because I can't identify with any of those guys. It's Bob the thief.
是个强盗,
the sinner.
一个罪人,
with zero.
他的成绩是零啊,
I can identify
我可以认同这样的人,
with that.
我就是这样的人。
And then Spurgeon tells a story that he borrowed from someone else.
斯布特呢就讲了一个故事, 他从别人借来的故事。
Actually, it's about a real preacher who, at the end of his life, lost all assurance of salvation. And his friends would come, other pastors. But then, I mean, he just feels like he's condemned. And then one night he has a dream. And he's standing there looking at the gates of heaven. And he sees this glorious group of patriarchs.
他看到这一群,哇,这个天国的这些,哇,先圣先贤啊。
And they march into glory.
他们都迈向,
and trumpets are blowing and everything.
号筒天响,哇,轰轰烈烈,进天国。
And this preacher looks at the angel and says, who are they?
这个传道人问这些天使, 这些人是谁啊?
He says, those are the great patriarchs of old.
过去的先圣先贤信心的伟人。
And the little preacher said,
那个传道人说,
I can't go in with them.
我不够资格跟他们一块儿进去。
And then all of a sudden here comes another train.
突然之间又来了一群人。
And it's these glorious martyrs.
是那些殉道者，哇，荣耀的殉道者。
And they enter into heaven with horns blowing and a wide gate.
哇，敲锣打鼓的进到天堂，吹号，哇，轰轰烈烈。
Preacher says,
传道人说，
Who were those?
那些人是谁啊？
Goes, oh, those were the martyrs.
那些是殉道者，
who were faithful unto death.
他们至死忠心啊。
The preacher goes, I can't go in with those.
我也排不上号。
And then all of a sudden the horns blow.
突然之间号筒又吹响了。
This glorious train of men.
哇，又是一大群人排队进去。
Who are these?
这些人是谁啊？
These are the great apostles and prophets.
哦，这些是使徒跟先知这些。
Says, I can't go in with those.
我也排不上号，进不去。
And then all of a sudden he looks.
突然之间他又看到。
And there's this train of people.
还有一队人。
He sees Rahab, sees Manasseh,
看到妓女拉合，
and he sees all these
看到马拿西王，
rather well-known sinners,
看到这些臭名昭著的大罪人，
but that were redeemed,
这些人都被救赎了。
And he said, "Who are these?"
这些人是谁啊？
He said, "Those are the ones that he purchased with his blood."
这些都是他用自己的血所赎买回来的人。
And he saw many sinners.
他看到很多的大罪鬼。
And he said, I can go in with those.
他说我可以排上号了现在。
But then as he's going in, he expects for no wide gate to be given them.
当他进去的时候，他不盼望。
He expects no horns to be blown.
他也不盼望有什么吹号敲锣打鼓。
But to his surprise, the greatest of all celebrations broke out.
但是令他惊讶的是，最大的欢庆大会开始。
For there is more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents.
因为一个罪人悔改，天上也要这样为他欢喜，较比为九十九个不用悔改的人。
There's only one hero in the story.
你知道整个故事就只有一个英雄人物。
I like that.
我真喜欢这个故事。
Because that means I have a solid hope.
的意思就是我有确凿的把握。
Jesus Christ.
就是耶稣基督。
And so do you.
你也有吧。
If you're trusting only in him.
如果你信靠唯独基督。
Okay, let's pray.
祷告。
Father, thank you for your kindness shown us in Jesus Christ.
父神，为神在基督里向我们所彰显的慈爱感恩。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.